So good to be with you this morning, sharing with you from the Word of God.
今天很高兴有机会啊，能站在这里跟大家分享神的话语。
I'm Pastor Kurt Tom. This is my wife, Maylon.
我是高传道啊，我是他的妻子。
We serve in the English congregation.
我们在英语部啊服事。
We're going to be looking at 1 Samuel today.
我们今天要来看撒母耳记上旧约。
So if you could turn with me into 1 Samuel.
请大家把你的圣经翻到撒母耳记上第一章。
We got a lot to go over.
今天我们要谈到很多。
And the parts I'm not able to go over, I will trust the Holy Spirit to fill in.
因为时间的关系，如果没有把很多的细节讲到，我现在呢，信靠圣灵能够来在我们当中动工。
If you have any questions about first or set or chapter 1 or 2 of 1 Samuel, it's also on the web.
那如果对他的等一下讲到有问题的话呢，也可以鼓励大家上教会的网站去听。
So let us go ahead and pray.
那我们一起来祷告。
Father God, we thank you that we are in your house.
父神，我们感谢你，我们现在在您的家里面。
God, that your presence dwells with us.
主啊，你的同在与我们同在。
And God, we want to experience you today.
主，我们今天要来经历你。
We want to be transformed.
我们要求你来改变我们。
God, we want to live fully for you.
主啊，我们要全心全意的来为你而活。
In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we pray.
奉主耶稣基督的名求。
Amen. The first thing that, as I was praying and thinking, I think the Lord wants to speak to us is, don't play church.
我觉得当我在预备这个讲章的时候呢，神在预备我的心，告诉我们说，要我们呢不要只要是来演办教会。
Don't play church, live Jesus.
不只是要演办教会，乃是要活出耶稣。
Yeah, a lot of times we come here, we know exactly what to do, right?
很多时候上教会的时候，好像我们把这个传统都已经很熟悉了。
I always sit in this seat.
我总是坐在这一个椅子上。
Then I get quiet.
然后呢，我安静。
Sing.
我唱歌。
Listen to the pastor.
我讲听到。
Go get lunch.
然后吃午餐。
Smile if I need to.
对大家微笑。
And then I go home.
然后我回家。
You know, we just start to begin to play this church.
好像我们就开始就一直在扮演这个角色。
But really, God never wanted us to play church.
但是神不要我们只是扮演教会。
He wants us to live Jesus.
他是要我们每一个人活出耶稣。
God wants you to live Jesus.
神要每一个人活出耶稣。
First Samuel 1.
撒母耳记上。
Verses 1 through 20.
第一节到二十节。
Maylon will be reading those and you can read along with her or just view it.
请大家跟着我一起念。以法莲山上的拉玛索菲有一个以法莲人，名叫以利加拿，是苏佛的玄孙，托户的曾孙，以利户的孙子，耶罗罕的儿子。他有两个妻，一名哈拿，一名皮尼拿。皮尼拿有儿女，哈拿没有儿女。这人每年从本城上到示罗敬拜是万军之耶和华，在那里有以利的两个儿子何弗尼、贝尼拿当耶和华的祭司。以利加拿每逢献祭的日子，将祭肉分给他的妻皮尼拿和皮尼拿所生的儿女，给哈拿的却是双份，因为他爱哈拿。无奈耶和华不使哈拿生育，皮尼拿见耶和华不使哈拿生育，就做他对头，大大激动他，要使他生气。每年上到耶和华殿的时候，以利加拿都以双份给哈拿，皮尼拿仍是激动他，以致他哭泣不吃饭。他丈夫以利加拿对他说，哈拿，你为何哭泣不吃饭，心里愁闷呢？有我不比十个儿子还好吗？他们在示罗吃喝完了，哈拿就站起来，祭司以利在耶和华殿的门框旁坐在自己的位上，哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说，万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。哈拿在耶和华面前不住地祈祷，以利定睛看他的嘴，原来哈拿心中默祷，只动嘴唇不出声音，因此以利以为他喝醉了。 以利对他说，你要醉到几时呢？你不应该喝酒。哈拿回答说，主啊，不是这样，我是心里愁苦的妇人，清酒浓酒都没有喝，但在耶和华面前倾心吐意，不要将婢女看作不正经的女子。我因被人激动，愁苦太多，所以祈求到如今。说，你可以平平安安地回去，愿以色列的神允准你向他所求的。哈拿说，愿婢女在你眼前蒙恩。于是妇人走出吃饭，面上不再带愁容了。他们起来在耶和华面前敬拜，就回拉玛。到了家里，以利加拿和妻哈拿同房，耶和华顾念哈拿，哈拿就怀孕了，生了一个儿子，给他起名叫撒母耳，说，这是我从耶和华那里求来的。
Thank you.
谢谢。
Verse 10 or 11, did I hear correctly in Chinese where it said 痛痛痛痛哭泣哭泣
痛痛哭泣对痛痛
What's that mean?
What? Bitter.
Yeah. It's kind of this passage, except for the end, right?
其实在这一章这一整章好像就是被这一句话里面全部都讲清了。
痛痛哭泣。
痛痛哭泣。
You know, Hannah has a lot of pain.
Hannah 很痛苦。
First of all, when we look at verse 2,
我们来看第二节。
We get two problems right away.
第二节告诉我们他面对了两个问题。
First of all, Elkanah has how many wives?
以利加拿有几位妻子？
Two.
两个妻子。
Yeah, that was a cultural tradition back then.
那是当时的文化背景。
But this is not God's tradition.
但是我们要强调不是主的这个传统。
Genesis does not say that out of Adam's rib came two wives.
创世纪没有说他从这个亚当创了两个妻子。
There's one wife.
只有一位妻子。
First Timothy tells us that we should only have one wife.
提摩太前书也说我们只要有一个妻子。
To be frank, some of us still in our mind and heart are trying to seek two wives.
但是呢，老实的话，很老实的话，其实我们有些人可能还在梦想、幻想说可以有两个妻子。
Some women, two husbands.
甚至妻子会觉得有两个丈夫。
You know, a lot of times we get married and that and we quickly find out things weren't as easy.As we thought they would be.
那结婚以后，我们突然发现，好像这个婚姻不是我们所想象的那么容易。
And in English, we say, "Wow, I bet you the grass is greener on the other side of the fence."
那英文有一句俚语，常就是说邻居的草总是比我们自己的草更绿。
But we got to rid our mind of that thought.
但是呢，我们要把这个思想从我们的脑海出去。
Because there is no other side of the fence.
因为没有邻居的草。
You know, a lot of us, we still dwell in the kind of Chinese ancient soap operas, maybe the Qing Dynasty, where the guy has the Xiao Tai Tai, and a Lianga Xiao Tai Tai, and a Sanga Xiao Tai Tai.
常常很喜欢看连续剧，然后呢，古代的连续剧尤其常常有好多位妻子。
Those days are over for us as Christians.
那个时代对基督来讲已经结束了。
Some of us hide in the corner behind our computer screen, looking or...Emailing certain notes.
那有些时候，也许我们会躲在我们电脑的荧幕后面，或者是这个电子邮件的后面，看不应该看的相片，或者是写不应该写的书件。
If you trust in Jesus and you believe He is faithful, those days are over.
如果我们真的信靠神的话，我们知道说这些日子已经末了。
Our mind must be one God.
我们在头脑里面，我们要有一个思想，就是一位神。
One wife or husband.
一个妻子或是先生
or else it causes 通通哭泣
通通哭泣要不然的话你的生命会有很多的苦难
and later we see rivalry
然后呢会有很多的对抗冲突
the second problem is also in verse 2
那第二个问题他们所面对的也是
Penina had children but Hannah had none
第二节这里说到说皮尼拿有儿女但是哈拿没有儿女
We say that she is barren.
Hannah 不能生育
In culture then and now, this is a serious problem.
那不管是在当时的文化背景或是现在的文化下，这是都是一个很大的问题。
A woman is expected to produce children.
一个女人呢，她啊很正常的一部分就是能够养儿生女。
Anna was expected to have children so that they could work the land.
Hannah 呢啊当时很希望有一个儿女，所以她可以她的儿女可以帮忙种田。
But most of all that she could have a descendant.
那她呢可以有一些后代。
And carry on the name.
为先生传宗接代。
But Hannah's barren.
但是 Hannah 却不能生育。
And in English when we say that word barren,
那啊，英文这一句字啊，不能生育。
It makes me think of a desert.
啊，使我联想到沙漠。
Nothing alive.
在沙漠里面没有任何的生物。
For Hannah, she was dead.
对 Hannah 来讲，她就生不如死。
In her culture, in others' eyes, in her own eyes.
不管是在她自己的眼里，在别人的眼里，在她的文化的眼里。
She had no status or identity.
她没有任何的身份。
She was considered nothing.
她等于是没有用的一个人。
She had no purpose.
她没有任何的目标。
She was considered worthless.
她没有价值。
She had no life.
没有任何的生命。
She was considered barren or dead.
因为她不能生育，就好像当作死了一样。
But praise God, this is not God's eye.
但是感谢神，这却不是神的角度在看整个事情。
For God looks at things differently.
因为神在看事情跟人在看事情的这个角度是不一样的。
And out of the dead, He can bring life.
那从神可以从死的东西当中带出生命。
And we know out of the tomb, He brought life, Jesus, for you and me.
我们也知道他在从坟墓里面为你我啊使耶稣基督啊复活。
But Hannah.
但是哈娜，
痛痛哭泣，
她却痛痛的在哭泣。
She's barren，
因为她不能生育。
And in her heart, I believe there is tons of shame and guilt.
那我相信，在她的心里面，她内心里有很多的羞愧感，有很多的内疚。
She has shamed her husband.
她呢，觉得她对她的为她的先生带来很多的羞愧。
She is losing faith in her society.
在他的文化当中，他没有很丢脸。
And her very heart feels shame.
他整个心里都是被沉重的这个羞愧所压住。
With shame comes guilt.
很多时候啊，羞愧感会带来很大的罪恶感。
I think we can bring that up on the overhead over this. Go forward. And you'll find there are two types of guilt.
那啊，我们现在面对有两种不同的罪恶感。
One is that there is a healthy guilt.
一种罪恶感是健康的罪恶感。
Two, there is an unhealthy guilt.
还有一种是不健康的罪恶感。
Keep going. The healthy guilt.
那健康的罪恶感呢
？Happens when you sin.
就是当我们犯罪的时候。
If you sin,
如果我们犯了罪
you should feel guilty.
我们常常会有罪恶感。
And this helps us make a change.
那这个罪恶感会帮助我们啊来做改变。
We call it repentance.
啊，这就是悔改。
Unhealthy guilt,
那不健康的罪恶感
is not caused by sin.
不是因为罪所引起的。
It comes from not meeting others' expectations.
不健康的罪恶感是来自于我们没有办法去满足对别人对我们所有的期待
or maybe not meeting your own expectations
甚至没有办法满足自己对自己的期待
and even though we've done nothing wrong
虽然我们没有做错任何事
we feel guilty
但是我们的罪恶感内疚感很深
now I tried to bring an example here today you know Pastor Kurt likes to use examples
我试着给大家做一个实际上的模范
So, we're going to use this. I need to get it prepared. Maybe I need a volunteer.
有没有人要
some young guy, maybe be best, or young lady. I'll pick a name, so if you don't want to volunteer.
有没有人帮助他做这个示范？做他的模范。
Okay, Aaron. Come on up here. I don't know if we can get this on you, though. A young guy or young lady would be fine. I don't know if we can get it on you, though.
That's a problem.
There we go. Okay? And we'll put this down there like that. There you go. That's good. So, when we have shame and guilt,
当我们有羞愧感跟罪恶感的时候
it's unhealthy guilt,
尤其是当我们挣扎在这个不健康的罪恶感当中
a lot of times we feel like I didn't meet the grade.
我们觉得好像我们失败了我没有达到我应该有的成绩
I didn't become the doctor.
我没有成为我心里想要所成为的医生
I didn't give enough faith.
我没有带给我父母亲很多的面子
You know, I just didn't play the piano well enough.
我弹琴总是弹得不好不够好
A lot of times our mom and dad will say something like You know, you don't play the piano as well as IE's daughter
常常爸爸妈妈对我们的这个对话也是你没有比王阿姨的女儿的琴弹得更好
Or, you know, why couldn't you go to that college of uncle's son
或是你为什么没有跟舅舅儿子的这个上的这个大学一样
And a lot of times it becomes like a Velcro blanket that is wrapped around us and stuck to us in shame and guilt.
那这个对我们的影响就好像一个很深的一个棉被，然后被层一层一层的羞愧感跟内疚感围住。
This is what Hannah is wrapped in.
那这就是现在发生在 Hannah 生命上的一个问题。
Shame and guilt.
很多的羞愧，很多的内疚。
And she can't get
loose. 她没有办法从这个。捆绑当中来逃脱
And a lot of times there's two things to us
那很多时候对我们有两种影响
It paralyzes us
第一个它使我们冷冻
So a lot of times we just say I'm worthless I can't do anything
让我们好像没有办法走出去我们冷冻了觉得说我什么事情都不能做我没有用
Two, it enrages us
第二个影响就是它能也许能够 激怒我们
That is not me
我们可能愤怒的反对说这不是我
I will show them Either way, we do not live the full purposes of God the way He wants us to.
那不管我们对这个反应的方式是哪一种，这两种方式都是在主里面不健全的方式，没有办法真正的活出我们在主内的身份。
And a lot of times, people have only been known to feel guilty for not feeling guilty.
那有一些人呢，甚至他连如果自己没有任何的罪恶感，他都会觉得很内疚。
What? I just don't feel.Free. I don't feel like I'm living in the grace of God.
我没有办法活在神的恩典当中。
I feel like I should always feel guilty.
我好像总是应该有很深的内疚感。
And when I'm not feeling guilty,
那当我没有内疚感的时候呢
？It doesn't feel right.
好像感觉不对。
Strange, huh?
很奇怪。
A lot of times it's connected to the performance trap.
很多时候这就是力求表现的陷阱。
If only I can do what others expect me to do, I will then be loved and accepted.
如果我可以达到别人对我的期待的时候，那别人就可我就可以赢得别人对我的接纳。
If only Aaron could do exactly everything everyone wanted him to do.
如果 Aaron 可以做到每一个人对他所有的期待
，he would be accepted.
他就是被完全的接纳。
I call this the duty cycle.
好像是这个责任义务的循环
Or, I even name it a 孝顺 cycle
有些时候甚至是孝顺的循环
You know, if I honor and do everything my parents want me to do
如果我做我父母亲要求我做的一切
When I perform, I will be loved and accepted by them
我表现好的时候他就会爱我他就会接纳我
But we find out that the love and acceptance doesn't come
但是我们常常发现，我们所渴望的被爱跟被接纳总是没有来。
Actually, parents know how their parents work, and so they use it as a manipulation tool.
那身为父母亲，因为我们从小父母亲是这样子对待我们，所以我们有些时候也会用这种方式来操控我们的孩子。
And they keep the child in just enough unhealthy guilt.
所以我们给孩子。足够的这个不健康的罪恶感
that they will perform.
使他们表现得更好
So Aaron he's like Hey dad I got a 98%
所以 Aaron 来到爸爸面前说爸爸我今天考了
And dad says Hey man where's the other 2%
爸爸说还有另外两分呢
Dad's hoping that he will now perform even higher
爸爸对他的期望是希望说能够激励他表现得更好
And Aaron's likeOuch!
但是呢，却深深地伤着他的心。
What's wrong with me?
我到底是怎么了
Why couldn't I get the other 2%?
为什么没有办法把那两分也考回来？
Why didn't Dad say, I'm proud of you?
为什么爸爸没有对我说，儿子，我很以你为荣？
Hey, Mom, in the piano competition, I got second.
妈，我今天在钢琴比赛得了第二名。
Yeah, but Wang Ai, the new 女儿 she got first.
王阿姨的女儿，她得了第一名。
Ouch. You know, we were created to have a desire to please our parents.
其实当神创造我们的时候，他给我们一颗很愿意去取悦我们父母、取悦神的心。
We're also created to be loved.
我们被造是因为我们啊，要去得到大家对我们的爱。
You know, a lot of times when Aaron grows up now and he becomes a mom and dad, he'll take those off and stick them to his children.
所以当他长大以后呢，他会把这些箭头拔起来，但是他会往这个箭头射向他的儿女身上。
But if you can hear that, if everyone's quiet.
但是如果大家安静的话。
That's kind of how unhealthy guilt sounds.
这就是不健康内疚感的声音。
Keep those on. Because a lot of times we live the big lie, right?
因为很多时候我们好像活在这个谎言下。
I am what I do.
我的价值感来自于我所做的。
My worth is determined by my work.
我的价值感 我的人是、关于我所做的一切
I am a product of my production
那我是我所做的因果
I can't be judged if I can juggle enough ball
那如果呢、我可以玩很多的球一次可以玩很多的球的时候呢我就不会被批评
I can't be judged
没有人能够批评我
And so we try to juggle more.
所以我们责任越来越多。
We try to produce more.
我们试着啊有更多的果效，做出更多的。
There comes a day.
但是有一天。
When we can't juggle enough.
我们发现没有办法做到。
And the guilt catches up to us.
那这个罪恶感啊已经到了它的满度。
And we're trapped in that unhealthy guilt and shame Velcro blanket.
那我们就深深地被这些羞愧跟罪恶感的这个被子层一层一层地包裹住无法逃脱
How do I get it off?
我怎么从这个罪恶感跟羞愧感里面逃脱
How do I live that true grace of Jesus that accepts me how I am?
我如何真正地活在主耶稣里面给我真正的恩典因为他是完全无条件地接纳我
Two ways that we can unwrap from that blanket are very simple
那有两个方式很简单
One is to receive grace
第一个就是学习去接受神给我们的恩典
Receive and live grace
接受并且活在神的恩典当中
You know, it's not about me
我们做的一切不是关于我们
It's not about all the things I do
也不是关于我们所做的
Grace is about Jesus
恩典是关于主耶稣基督
and what he has done.
他所做的一切
There is nothing in me that can earn or accomplish
在我里面我没有办法做任何的事情来赚取或是达到
or achieve
或是做到
God's love and acceptance and salvation
神给我的爱跟接纳跟救恩
It's not enough
不管我们如何努力再努力我们没有办法还是没有办法达到那个目标
Grace is a free gift
因为恩典是一个免费的礼物
It's paid and bought by Jesus' blood on the cross
他已经耶稣基督在十字架上为我们所留下的宝血就是这个恩典最大的代价
What can we do to get it?
我们如何去接受这个恩典
God, look at me
神啊你看我
Is that enough?
我做够了吗
Look at my production.
你看我所做的一切。
Look at my work.
你看我所做的工作。
Is that enough?
够了吗
Can you give me your love?
你可以是否可以给我你的爱
Your salvation?
你的救恩。
All we can do is sit and receive.
我们只能够做的就是谦卑的白白的接受。
The cycle is broken.
那这就会把这个循环破除。
Because we didn't perform.
因为不是因为靠着我们的表现。
All we did was receive.
我们只能够白白的接受。
And now we give love back.
当我们接受神的爱了以后，我们才能够有他的能力去把这个爱给出去。
Romans 8:1.
罗马书八章一节。
Therefore, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
啊，罗马书八章一节，在神里面的人啊，不被定罪了。
The second thing to unwrap from that Velcro blanket of unhealthy guilt.
那第二个方式，从这个羞愧感跟罪恶感的这个被子逃脱出来。
Is to forgive.
就是去饶恕。
Forgiving others.
饶恕他人。
Forgiving self.
饶恕自己。
You know, actually all these things are not something that we can just achieve by ourselves.
在神的国度里面，很多事情不是我们靠着自己的力量可以去完成的。
They have to come from the Spirit, from the supernatural, from God himself.
而是它是靠着超自然的灵力，透着圣灵的能力给我们。
You know, growing up as the oldest son in my household,
那在我的成长背景，我是在啊我们家的长子。
My dad was a farmer.
我父亲是一个农夫。
He loved farming.
他很爱做农。
I mean, his sweat, his blood, I'd feed him move metal with his thumb, and it just punctured through his thumb, and him keep bending it down to get the combine fixed so we can farm.
那啊，他在做农的过程当中流了很多的汗，血汗。啊、甚至有些时候、啊、在修理这个机械的时候呢，这个整个手都已经整个都流血，但是对他来讲真的是一个很大的享受。
He buy toys for us, farm tractors.
他甚至买给我们玩具都是关于做农的这些工具。
He made a play barn to put those toy tractors in.
甚至亲手为我们做一个仓库，把我们这些做农的玩具可以放在这个仓库里面。
It was cool.
很好玩
he even had a special name for his farm called Rocking Cave.
他呢还、啊、甚至给他一个农场取了一个名字，就是摇滚的农场。
He wanted me to be a farmer.
他很期待我能够成为一个农夫。
That was his expectation.
他这就是我父亲对我的期待。
I remember when I was in middle school, I went to, you know, Dad, you know, everybody signing up for band. What instrument should I play?
那我记得我在中学的时候呢，啊，学校开始会有一些乐器，然后我就问我爸爸说，爸爸，我应该玩，我应该是玩什么样子的乐器比较好
？Oh, you don't have to play an instrument. You're farm.
爸爸却对我说，你不用玩任何的乐器，你只要学习怎么做农就好了。
I wanted to please my dad.
我很渴望能够取悦我的父亲。
You know, my body shape is just not a farmer shape.
但是呢，我身体的形状就是不是做农的那种体型。
Stuff is big and heavy.
啊，很多时候这些工具需要很壮很大。
I remember we always had to hook up these hydraulic hoses that would lift up and down the implement, is what we called it.
那做农的时候，有些时候你要把在那个拖拉机上装上这个液管。液压管路，所以他们可以去啊除草啊，或是堆肥。
So we would back the tractor up and I'd have to lift up the implement.
所以很多时候呢，他必须要把这个拖拉机倒转，然后呢，把这个很大的这些机械放在这个拖拉机的后面。
And a lot of times I just couldn't do it. I wasn't strong enough.
但是身为我的体型，我总是不够强壮。
I still wanted to please my father.
但是我内心渴望去取悦我父亲的心却是很强烈。
So I would lift harder.
所以我就会更努力的去试着把它这些很
Remember hydraulic hoses we had to push in.
很沉重的这些气把它拿起来，或者
And I would push with all my might.
然后呢，这些甚至这些压抑管，我也试着很努力的去把它装好。
But I couldn't do it.
但是总是做不到。
But I wanted to please my father.
但是我还是很渴望取悦我的父亲。
Remember one time driving the tractor down the road.
有一天我记得我开着拖拉机就走在路上。
And I looked back.
然后我往后看的时候。
And there's beans coming out all over the road.
黄豆却一直拖。
From the planter.
这黄豆一直撒在地上，一路都是我的黄豆。
So I stopped the tractor, got down, I tried to close the valve.
那我试着把这个拖拉机停下来，试着把这个漏的这个地方呢，把它锁起来，锁住。
I couldn't close it.
没有办法封住它。
So I just drove down the road.
所以我就继续的开，然后沿路这个黄豆就撒在全地。
Hundreds of dollars of beans.
好几百块的黄豆。
I wanted to please my dad.
我真的是很渴望取悦我的父亲。
To meet his expectation.
希望能够达到他对我的期待。
I couldn't.
但是我不能。
I was wrapped in shame and guilt.
我呢就是层层的被这些羞愧感跟罪恶感包住。
When I went to seminary, people said if you go see Dr. Seaman, he'll take care of you.
啊，等到我上了神学院以后呢，我的同学就建议我说去找某一个教授。
So I went to see Dr. Seaman.
所以我就去找西门教授。
He didn't do anything.
其实他没有做任何的事情。
He just said, "Sit down in this chair."
他只对我说，把在这个椅子坐下。
He says, "You tell Jesus."
他告诉我，你跟耶稣讲。
He'll heal your heart.
他会来医治你的心。
He'll unwrap you.
他能够啊把这个被子为你所啊脱开。
That's all I did.
那我就是这样子做了。
He was right.
他是对的。
God's grace came in.
神的恩典那一天进入了我的生命。
I forgave myself.
我原谅了自己。
I forgave my dad.
我也饶恕了我的父亲。
It was all connected to an unhealthy guilt.
那对我来讲，有深深的不健康的这些罪恶感在我的生命里面裹住我。
God wants you to receive and live His grace.
神要我们每一个人能够学习去接受他给我们的恩典。
To forgive yourself.
来饶恕自己。
To forgive others.
饶恕他人。
And be free from the unhealthy guilt.
从他里面得到自由，尤其从这些不健全的、不健康的罪恶感啊，被饶恕得自由。
Today I'd also like to talk about vows.
我今天呢你也要来谈到通过这个故事来谈到誓言。
In those verses 10 and 11 when we hear that 痛痛哭泣。
在十节十一节我们看到哈拿痛痛哭泣。
Says in verse 10 and 11, In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord, and she made a vow saying, O Lord Almighty, if you will only look upon your servant's misery and remember me, and not forget your servant, but give her a son.Then I will give him to the Lord for all the days of his life, and no razor will ever be used on his head.
哈拿心里愁苦，就痛痛哭泣，祈祷耶和华，许愿说：万军之耶和华，你若垂顾婢女的苦情，眷念不忘婢女，赐给我一个儿子，我必使他终身归于耶和华，不用剃头刀剃他的头。
What is this vow? It's simply, if you give me a son, I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life.
他的誓言就是主啊，你如果给我一个儿子，我就终身把他献还给你。
This isn't just a Sunday promise.
这不只是一个主日的一个誓言而已。
This is not a short-term commitment.
这也不是一个很短暂的一个尾声而已。
This is all the days of his life.
而是终身的一个誓言。
The whole entire life.
他的终身。
When it says that no razor will be used on his head,
啊，不用任何的剃头刀剃他的头发。
That's a Nazarite vow.
这是一个拿撒勒的一种誓言。
A vow that is made for holiness.
这是啊，分别为圣的一种誓言。
It's a wholehearted commitment.
全心的为圣。
A devotion.
啊，全心的为圣。
You know, when you look up this word devotion,
当我们看到为圣这个字
，in the English, you find out it comes from vow.
啊，你会看到它的字的根源其实就是跟誓言有关。
I'd like to make this statement.
啊，我想要说这一句话。
We do not make all the days of our life vows.
那靠着自己，我们没有办法去做这种全身的委身。
Without prompting.
啊的誓言，除非神来引导我们，来提示我们。
And if we can hit that again. We do not make all the days of our lives vows without prompting.
那没有神的引导跟提示，我们没有办法自己做这种全身的委身。
How many of you today want to make an all the days of your life vow to the Lord?
我们当中有哪几位愿意向神做这种全身的一种誓言？
You know, we don't want change.
我们本性就是不喜欢改变。
We want comfort.
我们喜欢舒适。
convenience.
我们喜欢舒适方便。
Safety in what we know.
安全感，还有我们所熟悉的。
And we need prompting.
我们需要神引导我们。
Pushing.
推我们一把。
Motivation.
带给我们动力。
To make true all the days of our life vows.
在他的面前许下我的全身的这种誓言。
How was Hannah prompted?
那神是做了什么事情来引导引示哈拿呢？
By her misery.
就是透过她的痛苦。
Her pain.
她的痛苦。
Her barren state.
她不生育的这个难题。
I am nothing.
我什么都不是。
I have nothing.
我什么都没有。
All I have is you, God.
神啊，我有只有的就是你了。
Take everything I have.
把我所有的一切
Hear my prayer.
请听我的祷告。
Where did Hannah's barrenness come from?
那哈拿的这个不孕的这个问题是从哪里来呢？
When you look at chapter 1 verse 5,
当我们来看第一章第五节的时候，
chapter 1 verse 6,
第一章第六节，
it says it very clearly there, the Lord had closed her womb.
这里很清楚地说到耶和华不使哈拿生育。
The Lord had closed her womb.
耶和华不使哈拿生育。
That wasn't very nice.
这个好像不是很好的。
But he was prompting her.
但是神的更深的旨意却是要引导她。
You think Hannah would have made it all the days of her life vow without this prompting?
那如果没有神透过这个难题的提示，你觉得哈拿会对神发出这种这个全身的这种誓言吗？
Would she have dedicated her son fully to the Lord without her circumstances?
她没有她当初所面对的状况，她会把她的儿子全部的献回给耶稣耶和华吗？
How about you?
那我们呢？
What would you do but you don't do until God prompts you?
那我们会常常不会去做，除非说神来到了我们的生命当中，然后呢引导我们去做某些事。
No, I remember to going to Taiwan to marry Mei Lan.
那我还记得我那个时候追Mei Lan追到台湾。
August 1995.
八月的1995年。
And after about a month and a half, I started getting cold feet, means I was scared.
然后到了台湾大概一个半月，我开始开始要转变我的主意了。
Ooh, this is a big change.
很大的改变。
I'm gonna be married.
我跟他结婚。
Single life is gone.
单身就这样子结束了。
It won't just be about me.
不能够只为自己而活了。
And I had a brother take me aside. He's about 12 years older. Alan Atop.
那当时呢，我有一位弟兄，他叫做艾伦达，他大概大我12岁。
He's like, what are you doing?
他呢把我有一天带我出去，就问我说你在做什么？
You gonna ask her to marry you or what?
你是否要跟他求婚还是怎么样？
He prompted me.
他提示了我。
He pushed me.
他推动了我。
For marriage is in all the days of my life commitment.
因为婚姻就是终身的尾声。
You know, being a pastor, I was also prompted by the Lord.
那我身为今天身为一个牧师，就是也是因为神的引示。
The story is too long to share in this amount of time.
那因为时间的关系，没有办法全部的分享。
Basically, I was steeped in a lie from Satan that caused me to be very, very anxious.
那当时呢，我被撒旦一个很大的谎言所捆绑。
It caused me to repeat actions, prayers, entering in and out of doors. It caused me to become paralyzed almost.
那个时候瘫痪了我，因为呢我常常要觉得说自己做事要十全十美，神才会垂听我的祷告。
And it was at this time that God had called me to follow him all the days of my life, and Satan had attacked me at the same time.
那这时间的当时，就是当我接受了神对我做全身全职服事的这个呼召的时候呢，撒旦在攻击我的这个当也是同样的时间开始。
But am I crying out to the Lord like, God, you are my only hope?
那当我跟神呼求说，神啊，你是我唯一的盼望的时候，
Set me free.
只有你能够使我得自由。
I am wholly yours.
让我全身，我全人都是你的。
And God set me free.
神垂听了我的祷告，使我得自由。
And I am wholly his.
那我就是他，全部都是他的。
God will be prompting you.
神会来提示我们，他会来引导我们。
to make full commitments to Him.
对他做全人的委身。
They will come.
这个时间一定会到。
So don't run.
不要逃跑。
Trust.
而是要信靠他。
The reason that He prompts us to make all the days of our life commitment is because it aligns us with His will.
那他为什么要引导我们做这种全人 全世的这种委身呢？就是因为他要使我们活在他的旨意当中。
There's much truth in the saying.
这个句话有很深的真理。
Until you come to the end of yourself, you do not fully find God.
除非你到了人生的尽头，你没有办法真正的找到神。
So that we will surrender all to Jesus.All to Him.
我们学习降服，把所有的一切降服在主的面前。
Hannah surrendered her son.
Hannah 为神降服了她的儿子，唯一的儿子。
And that was her life.
这个儿子代表着她的生命。
For she was barren and dead.
因为在此之前她是无法生育的女人。
And God gave her life.
神给了她生命。
Gave her Samuel.
给了她撒母耳。
And what did he do? What did she do with Samuel?
那他怎么回应神呢
？Gave it to God all the days of his life.
他把撒母耳的终身献还给耶和华。
Some of you have children like me.
那当中各位有很多人跟我一样，同是父母亲。
Have you given them to the Lord all the days of their life?
你是否把孩子的终身也是献给神？
Do you trust God?
你是否信靠神?
That He has a bigger plan than you have for them?
他对孩子比你有更大的计划。
You know, a lot of times we treat our children and giving them to the Lord like a tithe.
我们有些时候好像把孩子献给神，把他当作好像十一奉献一样。
Oh yeah, I'll give my child to the Lord 10%.
我孩子的十分之一献给神。
Would you cut your child 10% and give it?10% to the Lord.
你可以把孩子切成十分之一，然后把他的十分之一献给神吗
？You wouldn't cut your child in pieces.
没有办法把孩子切成一段一段。
It's either all or nothing.
而是不是只是给一点点，而是全部。
All the days of his life.
全身的一个奉献。
When Mei-Lan finally got pregnant with Nathaniel.
当梅兰终于怀孕的时候
，Even before she was pregnant, we were praying, Lord, this child is all yours, 100%.
祷告了很久，然后也跟神说，主啊，这个孩子是你的，百分之百。
You know, I don't know if we're weird or what, but we're not particularly interested in like top of the school, top of the job, top of the money, so that they can take care of us.
我们的目标不是说他们能够找到最好的工作最好的学校赚最多的钱所以他以后呢可以帮助我们养老
If they know Jesus,
而是对他们最大的愿望他们能够真正的来认识耶稣基督
they live for Jesus,
为耶稣基督而活
we're happy.
我们就很快乐
There's two dedications that we make with our children
对孩子有两种奉献的方式
One is as parents we make a child dedication
那身为父母，有些时候我们孩子奉献给神。
I'm not sure if you do that here in the church.
不知道在教会是否有这种奉献。
And I would recommend it.
但是呢，我是个强力的推荐。
It's a parent's decision.
但是这是父母亲的决定。
It's a lordship decision.
这是一种主权的决定。
Who is the Lord of my child?
谁是我孩子的主
？The second dedication we have is baptism.
那第二个是受洗。
That's not the parent's decision.
但受洗却不是父母亲的决定。
That's the child's decision.
而是孩子的决定。
He or she decides who the Lord of his or her life is.
我们的孩子要面对这个问题，就是说谁要做他们生命里面的主。
Praise God that God works through barren things.
那感谢神，神常常透过这不生育、这个沙漠的这个状况来成大事。
Imperfect things.
很多不完美的事情或是
人 That he works through the guilt and the shame.
甚至他会透过我们的羞愧感跟罪恶感来做大事
This is the type of people God uses.
这就是这些人就是神所大大使用的
God used me.
神使用了我
God used Hannah.
神使用了 Hannah.
God will use you.
神也会来大大的使用你
This is God's message of hope.
这就是神对我们充满信心的讯息。
That through imperfect things,
那很多时候透过不完美的事情、人物
，God can use,
神能够大大的来使用
，and bring hope,
带给世界盼望。
Let's pray.
让我们一起来祷告。
Thank you, Lord.
主，我们感谢你。
Thank you for your grace to us.
感谢你给我们你的恩典。
Would you help us to see your grace clearly?
主啊，帮助我们很清楚的能够来认识你的恩典。
God, may your grace stick to us like those darts.
主啊，让你的恩典就像那个箭头，深深的射在我们的身上。
That your grace would unwrap us.
让你的恩典来使我们从这个罪恶感跟羞愧里面的这个被子把它脱离。
And we would forgive ourselves.
主帮助我们来赦免自己
we would forgive us.
也来饶恕别人
And we would be wholly yours.
主啊让我们能够全人都是属于你的
All of us for all of Jesus.
主啊使我们的全部都来归随属主耶稣
All of us for all of Jesus.
我们的全部要来属主耶稣基督
In Jesus Christ the Nazareth's name we pray.
奉拿撒勒人主耶稣基督的名求
Amen.